You know, we've been on the trail starting this morning at a great job site in Cambridge with a building going up for Novartis. I'm on my way down to Brockton to shake hands with folks there. But my message to people is the same as it was at the beginning of this race. We have the opportunity now to turn this economy around for everybody, not just Boston and Cambridge, and not just Wall Street. I want to make sure that we have a prosperous and fair Massachusetts. And, of course, coming from Berkshire County, I know the issues are tough out in the four western states, but there's great opportunity if we provide early education and earn sick time, good education to our kids around computer sciences. We make sure we invest in smart farming and make sure that our kids have the voc tech education that they want and need for the jobs of the future. I'm asking people for their vote tomorrow because I believe that Massachusetts can be prosperous and fair. I've got the leadership ability. I've got a proven track record of standing up for people. This race is about who's on your side, and I am on the side of people who are about to lose their homes and people who benefit now from our Challenging the Fence of Marriage Act, and I do believe we'll be successful tomorrow, so I ask for your vote.
Why do you think this race has become as close as it is now?
We always thought this would be close. Believe me, if you look historically at open seats and races, you know, if you go back before Governor Patrick, it's Governor Dukakis is the last Democratic governor who's had here. We knew that we would have a battle, but I was happy to take it on because I do believe we've got the opportunity where Massachusetts' economy is growing twice that of other states. This is about not just giving corporate taxes and corporate breaks. This is about investing in our people. So as businesses come here, they stay here, and I think we can do this all over the state. We'll have the workforce that will make us continue to grow. That's what's important. And making sure that we do better, removing stigma around mental health. I see people in this race. I speak for people. I champion education, healthcare. I believe my Republican opponent looks at the numbers and not the people behind them. But we knew it would be close, and that's why we focused on a great get out the vote, and we are going to win tomorrow.
Nationally, Democrats are expected to take a bit of a hit in this election in terms of control of the U.S. Senate and some other key races. Do you worry that your election tomorrow for governor might be kind of swept up in a larger trend that you can't control?
I believe that voters in Massachusetts for the race for governor, lieutenant governor, have a great running mate from Central Mass, Steve Kerrigan. We have a great Attorney General, Maura Healey, a great candidate for Treasurer, Deb Goldberg. I believe voters in Massachusetts will focus on what's best for Massachusetts. And I believe that they will vote for the candidate to be governor who will help move us ahead to continue to be on the right side of history. And that means taking care of people when they need it and making sure that we have education, we have early education, we have earned sick time, and I'm particularly focused on making sure that kids who want a two-year education or a four-year education, which we're going to need for those jobs of tomorrow, have the opportunity to do that without coming out burdened by debt. This is where working with businesses around the state, we're aligning curricula to make sure we have that workforce for tomorrow. That's a vision I have that my Republican opponent does not, and I believe in investing in people. I think Massachusetts voters are going to look at what's best for Massachusetts, and I think that's why we will win tomorrow.
Do you think it'll be a late night on Tuesday?
It's potentially a late night, but we're prepared to stay up and count every vote. Right now, what we're focused on is our get out the vote, and we have plans for this day since 14 months ago. We have had tremendous, even in the last weekend, with the terrific, the bad weather, we've had people out knocking on doors and calling, and our numbers tell us and our responses tell us that people are going to vote Democratic and we are going to win.